The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
6:39, time for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help us recognize a youth that goes above and beyond for their community. You can nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid that you know can be featured right here on the Cochran Show and win some great prizes, including an Amazon gift card and Lou Malnati's pizza. Just go to WGNradio.com/contests to submit an entry for a youth between the ages of 9 and 18 that you think should be the Allstate Kid of the Week. And we have the Kid of the Week right now on the phone with us. It's Danny Peterson. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Danny, you're 11 years old?
Yeah.
You have five siblings, is that right? You're the youngest?
Yeah.
Is that tough? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers and two sisters.
Two brothers. I remember I was right in the middle of my family, so the youngest brother kind of got beat on a little bit.
Yeah, same as me a little.
But they always say that the youngest son is the most competitive. Are you very competitive? You play sports?
Yeah, I play football.
You play football? What position?
I play center and D-tackle.
Center and D-tackle. This is a tough kid right here.
No question.
Wow, 11 years old. How big are you?
Around close to 5 foot.
Close to 5 foot. Okay. I mean, that's pretty good, man. So is football your only sport? You play basketball? Anything else?
I mostly play basketball, but I didn't play this year.
Okay. I mean, you're a multi-sport athlete. It just depends. If you feel like it, you play. If not, you don't. So the Kid of the Week. What made you the Kid of the Week this week?
Well, I mostly help around my house and stuff with my mom, and I help with my Aunt Sherry, who is paralyzed.
Oh, God bless you for doing that, man. So you're constantly helping the family, aren't you?
Yes.
Wow. What about your other siblings? Are you stepping up and doing most of the work because you're the youngest and they just kind of push it off on you?
Most of the time because they're barely home.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a local 399 engineer.
Nothing specific, just a local 399 engineer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sounds like you know one of those engineers.
Yes, do you?
Yeah, my dad.
Your
there
dad.
You go.
Isn't that great, following
awesome.
In dad's footsteps? What does dad think about that?
He thinks it's good.
He thinks
sure,
it's good,
sure.
Of course.
But he always tells me that I can follow my dreams, too.
Oh, that's great advice.
That is great advice.
Great dad.
Do your older siblings mind when you tag along with them?
Yeah, sometimes they let me, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Mary, you come from a big family. Did the caboose get pushed around in your family? She did in ours.
She did, but she held her own. He sounds like he can hold his own.
It sounds
don't
like it.
Think
he's,
so?
He's a tough kid.
Yeah, he's a center and a D lineman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Danny, what do you do in your spare time?
Sometimes I'll think of stuff to like help my parents and stuff. And then sometimes I'll just go over to my friend's house.
So I'll think of stuff to help my parents. Boy, this is a good kid, man. What time do you go to school today?
It starts at 7:30.
7:30? What's your favorite class?
Probably math.
Math? That's good. And who's your teacher?
I have three teachers. Mrs. Hens.
Okay.
And then my student teacher, Ms. Han. And then, no, I actually have four. And then Ms. Pakalik.
Okay.
And Ms. Jevitz.
Do you change classes a lot since you're 11?
We only change three classes.
Three classes? Okay. That's when they start moving, Dave. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
That far back.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
And do you still have gym?
Yeah, we still have
right.
gym. Or art. Or music.
Oh, good.
Do you wear
the arts.
You wear your gym clothes to school, right? We never got to do that. Kids can do that nowadays.
Yeah.
You wear them all day, and do you wear tennis shoes every day?
No.
You have to wear dress shoes?
No, you can wear whatever shoes you want.
Okay.
Or like, whatever clothes, really.
Got it. And you want to say hello to any of your friends at Spencer Point Elementary School in New Lenox?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are your friends? Go ahead.
Declan Higgins and Michael Gargoni, and then there's a ton of other ones.
Okay. How is Declan? He can get a little rowdy, can he? I mean, think about it. What are your favorite games to play on your phone? I have an 11-year-old, and I feel like he's playing Clash of Clans right now, and that's a big one.
I kind of play, like, a few games. I'll just go on, like, I would probably say Clash Royale or...
Okay. Clash Royale, that's a big one. Okay. Yeah. And do you have your own phone?
No.
Oh, that's...
I think I get one in 6th or 7th.
Yeah, that's big. 6th, 7th grade. Yeah, I like that. Danny, congratulations, man, for being the kid of the week. This is a big deal.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, you're on the mothership here at WGN, so you're heard all over the state of Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, all over the place. So people are hearing your voice right now.
And on the internet all over the world.
Right, of course. We're going to set you up with an Amazon gift card. What are you going to buy on Amazon? You got your sights set on anything?
No, not really right now.
They have pretty much everything.
Do you have an account on Amazon?
Nope.
Are you an Amazon Prime member? Hey, Ma, no. I got my Amazon Prime. Let's go. Get the gift card from Cochran. Okay. And a Lou Malnati's pizza. You can share that with your family.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Danny, congratulations, man. Have a great day at school, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
you
buddy.
Have a good day, too.
You too. Thank See you, man.
Oh, what a nice,
so
what a nice young man.
Wow, great manners.
Love him.
I don't know if I was like that when I was 11.
I'm pretty sure you weren't.
I think his